What's the matter with her? Is she ill?
No, said Russell, merely barking mad.
What? Said Arthur, horrified.
Loopy, completely bananas. I'm taking her back to the hospital and telling him to have another go. They let her out while she still thought she was a hedgehog.
A hedgehog?
Russell hooted his horn fiercely at a car that came round the corner towards them, halfway on their side of the road, making them swerve. The anger seemed to make him feel better. Well, maybe not a hedgehog, he said, after he'd settled down again. Though it'd probably be simpler to deal with if she did. If somebody thinks they're a hedgehog, presumably you just give them a mirror and a few pictures of hedgehogs and tell them to sort it out for themselves. Come down again when they feel better. At least medical science could deal with it, that's the point. Seems that's not good enough for Fenny, though.
Fenny?
You know what I got her for Christmas?
Well, no.
Black's Medical Dictionary.
Nice present.
I thought so. Thousands of diseases in it, all in alphabetical order.
You say her name is Fenny?
Yeah, take your pick, I said. Anything in here can be dealt with. The proper drugs can be prescribed. But no, she has to have something different, just to make life difficult. She was like that at school, you know.
Oh, was she?
She was. Fell over playing hockey and broke a bone nobody had ever heard of.
I can see how that would be irritating, said Arthur doubtfully. He was rather disappointed to discover her name was Fenny. It was a rather silly, dispiriting name, such as an unlovely maiden aunt might vote herself if she couldn't sustain the name Fenella properly.
Not that I wasn't sympathetic, continued Russell, but it did get a bit irritating. She was limping for months.
He slowed down.
This is your turning, isn't it?
No, said Arthur. 5 miles further on, if that's all right.
Okay, said Russell after a very tiny pause to indicate that it wasn't, and speeded up again. It was, in fact, Arthur's turning, but he couldn't leave without finding out something more about this girl who seemed to have taken such a grip on his mind without even waking up. He could take either of the next two turnings. They led back to the village that had been his home, though what he would find there he hesitated to imagine. Familiar landmarks had been flitting by, ghost-like in the dark, giving rise to the shudders that only very, very normal things can create when seen where the mind is unprepared for them, and in an unfamiliar light. By his own personal timescale, so far as he could estimate it, living as he had been under the alien rotations of distant suns, it was 8 years since he had left. But what time had passed here, he could hardly guess. Indeed, what events had passed were beyond his exhausted comprehension, because this planet, his home, should not be here. 8 years ago, at lunchtime, this planet had been demolished, utterly destroyed, by the huge yellow Vogon ships which had hung in the lunchtime sky as if the law of gravity was no more than a local regulation, and breaking it no more than a parking offence. Delusions, said Russell.
What? Said Arthur, startled out of his train of thought. She says she suffers from strange delusions that she's living in the real world.
It's no good telling her she is living in the real world, because she just tells you that's why the delusions are so strange. Don't know about you, but I find that kind of conversation pretty exhausting. Give her the tablets and piss off for a beer, is my answer. I mean, you can only muck about so much, can't you?
Arthur frowned, not for the first time.
Well, and all this dreams and nightmare stuff, and the doctor's going on about strange jumps and her brainwave patterns.
Jumps?
This, said Fenny.
Arthur whirled round in his seat and stared into her suddenly open but utterly vacant eyes. Whatever she was looking at wasn't in the car. Her eyes fluttered, her head jerked once, and then she was sleeping peacefully.
What did she say?
He asked anxiously.
She said this.
This what?
This what? How the heck should I know? This hedgehog, that chimney pot, the other pair of Don Alfonso's tweezers? She's barking mad. I thought I'd mentioned that.